facts and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What up, sons of bitches? This is BAM here, and I gotta know, Novak, why I woke up yesterday and you're on the back of some motorcycle with a guy and your pants are off. And there's no... I was looking around to see if anybody... Like, if you were trying to make anybody laugh and it was just you two.
It was dead serious.
Why? Well,
because you know all these celebrities, and I thought you had Hanson outside. And I always wanted to meet Hanson from that Hoombop song. And I go outside and...
No, it's this guy, Lotus, who... He skates. No, his name is Loftus, but you call him Lotus.
Yeah, Lotus. Yeah, and that's after I woke him up by sticking my dick in his mouth. Remember that morning? But anyways, he's out there revving up like them hot rod like speed bikes, and I just woke up and I sleep in the complete nude, so it was a bit chilly. So I put a sweatshirt on, but I think it was on a Missy, so it was too small, so you could see everything. So I'm like, hey, Mbop, give me a ride up the street.
So, I've never been on a crotch rocket before.
So I'm really gonna turn this to a crotch rocket, literally. So he's like, hold on, and I'm like, all right. So I'm basically fucking him. You know what I mean? Like my dick was. If he didn't have pants on, my dick would bend in his asshole. So he's doing 80 miles an hour down the street, and who do we pass? We pass a mother, a father, and three kids raking the lawn outside. They just looked at us in pure disgrace.
Well, I got a text from my neighbor. Luckily, the one that likes me, he's like, "What's up with? I think I just saw Novak naked on the back of a motorcycle."
Yeah, I wasn't even trying to be funny. I just wanted a quick ride to wake up. You know, it was either a beer or a nice, refreshing, cool breeze ride.
I just think that the best part about it is that I just happened to like hear a motorcycle. I'm like, "Who the hell's outside?" And I look out, and that's happening.
That's just like when the MTV guys are coming, I'd just be jerking off in the middle of the day. And like,
dude, this past fucking week has been the most hectic ever. Like,
I thought you were gonna have a mental breakdown.
Yeah, well, seriously, well, it was Kat's birthday party at the Note, and the Moxie were playing in a band called Preston Swift and Foster Child. But like, everybody that I've ever met in the past 10 years all wanted to come in plus three. You know what I mean? Like, it was, and most of the people, you know, like Hannah and like Hoof and all that, like they're waiting outside for 40 minutes like dipshits, you know?
People have been there since like 12 years old on.
And the fucking doorman didn't even know who Kat was. And
what happened there, dude? That is the talk of the town. Apparently Kat tries to get in and with like three of her friends and relatives that she brought from
her
LA.
Brother and sister.
And the doorman's like, they're not on the guest list. She's like, see that there on the wall where it says Kat Von D's birthday? I'm Kat Von D, and they came with me. They've been doing all the book signings.
Like they flew in from California just to come here, and it's Kat's fucking party. And luckily, I came down like within the minute of them arguing about it, and I'm like, I just look at the dude. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? I don't care if she has 30 people. Whoever she brought, let them the fuck in right now, you idiot.
What was his logic in not letting them in? What a fucking... That dude needs to be fucking fired.
I'm surprised he wasn't fired on the spot when you saw that.
I think he probably just thought it was a random girl who was on the list. Like, I don't know.
She has tattoos on her fucking face. It's so easy. Like,
That's what I'm saying.
I live in a cave, and even I know what she looks like.
You don't even on a TV, and you know what she looks like.
Yeah.
So what sucks is right off the bat, she's already kind of like bummed out.
I don't
like,
blame her. That's humiliating.
Yeah, to me too.
Yeah, it makes you look bad as well.
You know, so she's like, "What's up with? What's that about? You know, like, what the fuck was that?" I'm like, I don't know, man. You know, like,
what did the doorman have to say for himself? What was his excuse?
He don't know who she is, dude. That's it. He didn't know who the hell she was.
What the fuck?
Not
it's that simple? How can you not know what Kat Von D looks like?
Dude,
she has the most distinctive face and style in fucking... I'm beside myself.
I literally got, like, all day on Saturday, I got, like, a new text message once every 10 seconds. And, you know, it's just people like, yo, I'm coming up with this guy. I'll see you there. And then... Once I got there, like, half of them were like, yo, why the fuck can't I get it? Like, I just wanted to just throw the fucking phone. Dude. Not to mention I have some girl crying in my ear asking why Missy hates her. And she's
that
like,
bitch.
Dude, she's bawling her eyes out.
Who
is
that?
And the moxie is just going on. So, like, I want to, like, enjoy the show. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't deal with this right now. And then a fan comes up and asks for a photo, and she doesn't even see. It was just hell.
Dude,
why does Missy hate me?
I probably figured, like...
What the fuck is that?
Who said that?
You figure having the Moxie play and having Kat have her birthday party there would be a fucking blast, but it was, like, the complete opposite. Yeah. It was
stress.
Just mayhem, intense hell.
It's like when you plan a party, like, 5 weeks in advance, and you're like, oh, this party's going to be a rager, and then it always turns out to be shit. That's what happened last night.
But it was weird. Everyone who was there, who basically wasn't you or Kat, had the fucking best time of their life. Everyone was texting me because I was home editing the Ming Hag's Dream Cellar tour video, so I couldn't be there. And everyone is like, "Dude, you're missing the best time ever. Where are you?" I'm like, "You sons of bitches, I'm home working. You fucks." Oh god, dude.
If you were there,
so
you
bitter.
Probably would have been. Miserable.
You finish editing that,
dude.
The day before the party.
I just wanted to go to fucking Jitters where nobody was and just be like, fuck it.
You forgot to tell them about the I don't know if this is on your list, but the girl who offered $10,000 to skate with me and you for an hour.
Yeah, this lady, she's like a massive fan.
Yeah,
she's a nice lady.
She's
from Michigan, but like
she means well.
She had $10,000 in cash in her pocket, and she's like, I want to give you. This if I could skate with you for 2 hours, I'm like, I can't accept that. Like
that's weird.
I can, yeah.
$10,000 cash.
I will.
I know.
She told me
she's like, tell Novak and Bam I want to skate with him for $10,000. I'm like, fuck, Bam's not gonna do it.
What?
But I 100% will do it.
There was just no time this weekend at all.
I would have made
time. Anything. Like the Jackass dudes were in town and they wanted to film the whole time. Like, they wanted to film skits, which I'll get to later.
Okay.
And Kill Hannah was there, you know, and they flew in from Chicago,
that
so
was cool.
I wanted to be able to spend some time with them. So
they had a blast.
Yeah, well, I met them down at Kildare's the next morning, and
oh, cool.
We sipped on Bloody Marys, and then I turn over. I look over, and it's that girl from Maine that you humped in the RV and got period blood all over the bed. And Missy says that she's not going in the RV unless she has a hazmat suit.
I don't blame you, Miss.
Dude, you got sick period blood discharge all over Louie's pillow.
Well, tell Louie's fucking cheap-ass mom to buy better detergent. We won't have to worry about that problem.
Cheap-ass? He's busting on Louie's mom.
She went to the fucking 99-cent store and bought detergent. What do you expect to get? Nothing out of dirty clothes.
What?
Oh, not to mention I had to deal with
that makes no sense.
I had to deal with your buddy's car getting towed also.
I know.
Yeah, Novak. Okay, so I'm talking to April. She's like, oh, Brandon was here last. I was like, look, Brandon was in a mental institution. I don't know if you know. She goes, Brandon was just here last night getting bailout money for his friend's towed car. Okay, how did you get out of the mental institution, one, and two... Where do you get off going to Phil and April's house for money for your friend's towed car? Like, why? Why do you just show up there?
Is now the time to explain this?
Well, this Australian company came to film me for fucking 4 hours, and they said that they would pay $50,000. So I was like, dude, if you do some stunts, then I'll give you some money. So
I basically got a loan off of what they're going to pay me to get the car out.
Ah, fair enough.
So that works out.
Yeah,
so,
that worked out.
Yeah, but
Phil thought for a second that you were hoping that I wouldn't find out or something. He's like,
no,
you told Novak to come over, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but that's something you pull off when you're all pulled up and shit.
100%.
I said, even April was like, well, it was legitimate because Jocasa was with him.
Yeah, Jocasa.
It's funny how when you're with someone responsible, like you're like everyone trusts you. But
yeah.
Like,
that's why I made Jocasa spend the night that night.
How did you get out of the mental
yet?
Institution? What happened? No?
What happened with the mental institution?
Okay. So I had 14 days clean, no Xanax at all, right?
Right.
And on the 15th day, I thought...
It takes that long to have withdrawal?
Well,
yeah, he was going through sleep deprivation. Like, essentially, when he was doing that much Xanax, your body goes the other way at, when you stop taking it, and it tries to compensate for the Xanax it thinks it's going to get. So, essentially, rather than going, he just sped the fuck up, and his body couldn't go into a deep sleep cycle. So he could close his eyes for an hour and a half
but
at a time.
But I was still awake.
But his mind was still awake. Yeah. So after not dreaming for 15 days, you go fucking loony.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
And then when I went to the doctors, they had me committed to the psych ward, kind of like where Steve-O went. And they said, you're supposed to, like, from Xanax, you're supposed to, like, lower the dosage each time.
Wean yourself off.
Wean yourself off, exactly. Which I didn't do. I figured if I just stayed in the house, didn't talk to anybody, I'd be able to make it through. On the 15th day, I thought that Mandy's dad was Dog the Bounty Hunter, and he was taking all these warrants out on me, so I was going to get arrested. So it was a pure fucking blizzard snow outside. I ran outside my underwear all the way up the street.
What?
Mandy had to call my sister. My sister came flying down the road. All I had on was underwear, running while it's fucking pure snow coming down heavy.
You don't even wear underwear. Where did you get underwear? I've never seen you with underwear.
Yeah. The only pair of boxers he has are these, like,
they're here. My mother,
shiny fucking, like,
they're here. You'll
silky,
see
like, stripper boxers. I'm like, what the fuck are you wearing, dude?
My mother gave them because she knew I had to wear underwear in the hospital.
Look at them. They're like,
look at them.
They're all shiny and
they're glittery.
Here. Take a picture. Here, wait.
It's silver lame with sparkles on them.
LeMay.
Okay, so you're going crazy. You're in the mental institution. They take you down for further evaluation.
Yeah.
After a couple days, next thing I know, it's like I get a text like, "How is Brandon? Is Brandon okay?" I was like, "Dude, he's still in the loony bin."
Who texted you?
Someone at the bar at Kat Von D's. I was like, "He's still in the loony bin." She's like, "No, he's standing right next to me." I'm like, "Where are you?" At the note.
Kat said that?
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what's going on? Like, how did you just release you? You were
no,
okay?
And no, what happened was, I stayed locked up in, you know, I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
I literally tried to commit suicide in there. I tied, you know, you saw the whole thing on YouTube, whatever. And
you tied two shoestrings
to
him
on YouTube.
Could that even
suck
work?
Suck my dick.
No, I'm not going to suck your dick. Tell the story.
But what happened? What'd you say?
I said, can that even work, tying two shoestrings?
Well, here were my two options. I thought, A, I was going to wake up and it was going to be a horrible dream and I'd be back home in my house. Or B, I right before I went into this loony bin, I watched one of those 1929 where they throw you in a loony bin and give you, like, electroshocks and just lock away the key, throw away the key and you die in there and
right.
go crazy.
Changeling?
Yeah. So I watched that. So then... So after 2 days of scouting the place to find a window to jump out of, and I was on the fifth floor, and each window was three window panes full, so I could never have gotten through it. So then 2 days, I laid in my bed. I was refusing medication, and I thought even the nurses and doctors were trying to kill me too, or hold me for ransom because they thought my mom had a lot of money, so they'd pay for me to get out.
She did. She paid $10,000 for you to be in there.
Yeah,
she did have a lot of money until you went crazy.
That's how much it costs.
Stop cutting my goddamn story off. So after the third day, I started walking around and I saw patients like coming and going. So I'm like, well, maybe I'm not going to die here. So I stayed in there for a total of 5 days. And now I'm in an outpatient. I go Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. And I'm in a dual diagnosis place. Where I have the same psychiatrist. You know how you can, like, see a psychiatrist one day and then you go next week and see a different one and they really don't know what's going on with you? I have the same psychiatrist dealing with me every day. So, that's what happened.
This story's taking so long, I'm going to need a psychiatrist. How did you get out of the fucking thing?
I just told you.
No, you didn't. You just said, you know how you see a psychiatrist, everything? That's what we did. How did you get out of the
Why
mental
the
institution?
Why the fuck did you invite him here tonight?
How did you get out? We're dying to know.
They transferred me from one section to the other.
And then all of a sudden...
But you're out, though.
I'm out, yeah.
Am I the only one missing this?
Because they weaned me off the Xanax.
Okay, well, how did you get out of the second one then?
I'm still in the second one, but it's outpatient.
Oh, I see. So you got to go back?
Tomorrow I got to be there at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Who picked you up?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Novak.
She's like, who picked you up?
Who the fuck cares?
Shit, who the fuck picked him up?
I thought Franz sucked for a second, but you're really a fat piece of shit, man. Why are you here? Shoot photos. Do what you get paid for. Shoot photos or something, man.
I was listening to the radio, and you know how, like, when they give advertisements, like, the people who do the ads are, like, really super happy and energetic, and they're like, you know, come on down to Tiki Bob's down at Delaware Avenue and have some fun in the sun and have some drink specials, da 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 da. I think the worst ever in the world is if G did it.
Oh, God.
G, do a commercial.
Yeah, do one.
Let's do a commercial. Here we go.
Do it for Arisafa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wrote.
Do it for Tiki.
Seth wrote one for Arisafa. All right.
All right. Be serious, G.
Do I read the top one?
Let's get set. Can we get silence while I read it?
Top to bottom. You can read that one, but
this year's Nightmare opens on Friday.
I don't know, man. This is good. No,
keep going. Don't stop.
This is good.
Spring has sprung, but it's not too soon to get ready for Halloween at Arisafa Bates Motel and Haunted Hayride.
No, this year is what I'm picturing is you doing it when you're all Klonopin'd up and you're all tired. Like,
do it like you know.
Welcome to Arisafa, the Haunted Hayride. It's scary.
Do it like you don't have coronas.
This year's Nightmare opens on Friday.
No, seriously, do it.
I am doing it. Continue on October 6th, 7th, and 8th. Permitting run from October. All right, cool.
Sounds like college radio.
Do one for Fashion Bug.
Fashion Bug.
Okay.
Here we go.
Shh, yeah. Here we go. All
right.
This weekend on Fashion Bug is the Paley Shopping Center. Is happy to bring you our...
Keep going. Don't stop.
No, keep going. Come on.
You got to read the whole thing.
Come on. Yeah, you got to read the whole thing.
Do not stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan G. does Fashion Bug. Here we go.
Buy one full price, ladies, from aware. Get one of lesser value free. Free? Yes, free. Come early for drinks and games for the kids. Saturday, Sunday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fashion Bug BOGO event. Buy some crap and get some crap free. Daily Shopping Center. What is this?
It's so weird.
Picture hearing that on FM radio.
I've actually heard worse. What's sad is I've actually heard worse.
Well, if he wasn't laughing, you know it would be his normal blah.
Gee, how was jail? How was your jail stint?
Oh,
are we ready to talk about that?
Yeah.
Can we please
talk happened?
I
just kept bailing out in court. I was supposed to go to court for the past 10 years, and I just never went.
You fucking asshole. Worst part is, it's probably like one speeding ticket and a parking ticket that just...
It wasn't even a parking ticket. It was my third time driving on a suspended license in New Jersey.
Dude, you had a shitty-ass lawyer.
You got pulled over. Tell us about first getting pulled over when the cop realized you had a suspended license and you've been driving for 10 years on a suspended license. What happened?
No, he let me... No, I have a valid PA license, but I just wasn't allowed to drive in Jersey, and I never knew it. So
you knew it.
No, I didn't know. Trust me.
Well, if you don't pay shit for 9 years, then you got to know that when you get pulled over, it's going to pull up.
Exactly. Well, I never got a letter from the DMV saying I'm not allowed to drive a Jersey. But
now it's their fault. They didn't send a letter.
Make a long story short, I had to go to court, and the judge gave me 9 days in jail.
The judge was not happy with you, correct?
He was fucking pissed because he called it. They called bail jumping because I didn't show up for court like 3 times in the past 10 years.
FTA.
And what did he say to chew you out that was condescending and hurt your feelings?
No, he just said, getting 9 days. And I just said, thanks.
that's how the interview would sound for Hotspot.
Wait, I bet you this is how it went. The judge was probably like,
I really didn't say anything.
You missed court 3 different times.
Well, I don't know.
I never got a letter.
Well, I don't know.
Son, really? Are you aware that you've missed your court dates 37 times in the past 9.5 years? What is your excuse?
Wait, what?
What?
Really?
What?
Do I really have to repeat myself?
Huh? I had the worst lawyer ever.
I don't know.
Son, you are in a court of law. Please speak up.
What?
What?
Wait,
what?
What?
Wait, what?
What
is that? Well, I don't know.
I was supposed to.
Nah, but dude.
That's exactly what he's...
It's verbatim. I guarantee that's how you sounded verbatim.
You got 9 days in jail. Dude, rapists don't even get nine fucking days.
Shit. Well, my fucking lawyer's like, you're going to get work release. I'm like, all right, cool.
How much you pay for your lawyer?
Like 300.
You get what you pay for right there, you idiot.
Wait, didn't they let... They let you out on the weekend, but they wouldn't let you grab your shit, which your car keys
they
were
let
in,
me out.
So you couldn't even drive home.
Yeah. I was
He's like, well, in order for me to leave, I need to go and get my things. And they're like, well, you can't, you know? Like,
yeah.
He's like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I live in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Like,
did Kim come get
you? I'm in North Jersey.
Come and get me. It was the worst thing. And they had my wallet, too.
Did you fuck on the ride home?
No, dude. I was so...
Did you get raped in jail?
No.
Did she suck your dick?
Yeah.
on the ride home, I mean.
There was,
it was bad in there,
did
man.
Jail
it sucks.
Because Lendon went to jail, his biggest complaint was the fact that they only had basic cable. I was like, man, it was hard, man. It was hard. I'm like, really? What sucked about it? They only had, like, basic cable. I couldn't watch any
God.
Of my favorite stuff.
Dude, I watched the Super Bowl through a cell, like, through a little window.
Dude,
like,
doesn't it suck when you're in jail that all they love is sports?
It sucks, man. There's so many gangs in there. I was in Newark, New
Jersey.
Did
you learn gang signs?
Dude, that's the worst.
Newark, New Jersey.
Newark.
That's like the car stealing
capital
of the world.
I was in Hudson County, right next to Newark, New Jersey. Every dude in there had tattoos all over their faces and stuff.
Were you jealous?
Like, oh, God.
Did anyone give you any shit?
No. They're actually kind of... They stick themselves.
No one cared about you, did they?
What do you mean they
Thank
stick?
God.
What do you mean they
they're,
stick?
They're gangs.
Themselves.
Like, they just stick together.
If G drops soap, would you want to fuck his ass?
I'm still trying to figure out why your girlfriend fucks you.
They'd see your gill and they'd be like, I'm leaving him the fuck alone, man.
It was bad, though.
How many showers did you get in there?
Last day I took a shower.
Just one shower?
Because I got moved to population, and we had separate showers instead of, like, sharing them with, like, dudes. Oh, God, man.
Novak, you know what made his time easier?
What?
He actually smuggled drugs into the police. In his gill.
Did you?
No. I wish I did.
That'd be a good story.
Just a bunch of Xanax in your gill, dude.
It doesn't make any sense that, like, okay, if you go in... You obviously drove yourself there, so you have to put your keys and your wallet in, and they won't let you get it? Like, well, you have to have your wallet.
Yeah.
And, of course, they probably just go, that ain't my problem.
No, that's what they went
to. I know, it's my problem, and I need to get it.
No, because civilian workers that handle your personal property don't work there on the weekends. They work on Mondays. So I come out, they just give me my clothes. I'm like, where's my keys? Because my truck's outside. They're like, gotta come back Monday. I'm like, you guys got my wallet, too.
Right, okay, people.
And my cell phone. I don't have anything. I don't know anyone's numbers by heart.
That's the worst.
You know? Except for my dad's. So I had to call my dad. I did not want to tell him
sucked.
I was in there.
And he's sick of your
And
ass,
he had to call Kim. So Kim came and got me.
Is your dad sick of your ass?
Your dad's got to be fed up with you by now.
I don't know.
So you're 30
years old. Oh, it's on his birthday, too.
You're 30-something years old calling his dad on his birthday to pick him up from jail.
How
humiliating.
Yeah. That was like my mother. On Mother's Day, she went and bought me a grave plot.
That's
true.
Wow.
Swear to God.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, dude.
I'm still alive.
Jail sucks. Don't go.
Weren't they making tea? They're putting...
Tell us some stuff.
All right. When they make... I got moved to population where, like, you can get stuff mailed to you if you're in there for a while. And people get, like, cords mailed to them. Like, TV cords, but cut off.
Yeah.
And they wrap batteries around it with duct tape. And they throw it in like, these jars of water. And they plug it in. And it boils up the water.
It makes the water hot.
Yeah, so they can boil and make
ramen
and
noodles
tea.
And shit. Yeah.
It smelled like shit, though.
You know, I used to work in a prison administering, like, GED examinations and stuff. I was, like, a test administrator for the state.
Yeah.
I cannot believe the shit that they let those inmates... dude, if I was running a prison, they wouldn't have shit.
Yeah.
They'd be walking around fucking naked. They'd be they'd be growing their own crops. Fuck this us paying our taxes to get them food. Like, nothing. Yeah, they're fucking naked standing there with no possessions, no nothing. They have televisions. They have a fucking commissary. The CKY video. You can go with your fucking commissary money and get the CKY videos in jail.
Bullshit.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. You
That's
can get
awesome.
They have DVDs. You get a fucking
So now
DVD
you're
player.
Now you're saying Chad shouldn't be able to sell CDs in jail?
He's talking
Why
about
starting
Bam's.
Shit with Chad? Why are you starting shit with Chad
Oh,
now?
Boy. He was talking about Bam's movies.
Gee, did you have to take a shit in front of anybody?
Yeah, I did actually. Well,
how did that go?
the first
2 days I was there, I didn't shit because I purposely did not eat the day before.
No, because the clonopins don't make
you
shit.
No. I did not eat Benzos the day before because I did not want to shit in front of people.
Well, when you had to,
but,
so
you did not want to shit.
You shared a cell.
You know how bad it is to hold in your shit, G?
With four dudes.
It's died. Really bad, dude.
With four dudes. No, I actually didn't have to because I barely ate
there. Hey, so did you share a cell with another cellmate?
I had three other dudes.
When you had to fart, did they make you get up and stand by the door and fart so that smell went
like,
out?
We made this rule like
they make you do that in jail.
We can only shit during the day, you know, not night.
See, there's
you can't shit at night.
There's fart etiquette. Because, fart and shit etiquette.
Because lockdown is 8 o'clock, and you're locked down from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Did you write? What'd you do? Did you read?
I had nothing for 5 days until I got moved to population.
What'd you talk about with these guys? You're
Islam.
What'd you talk about?
Yeah,
three topics of good conversation.
House beatings.
What do you mean house beatings?
This one dude was in there for beating up his wife.
Okay.
You know? Whatever.
House beating.
What the fuck is that? House beating.
Or domestic violence. Whatever.
House beating.
Yeah, just... for house beating.
Wow. I thought some dumb
shit comes out of my mouth.
is that the prison lingo? Is that the prison slang is saying house beatings?
No, I'm just
stupid ass mind thinking.
So wait a minute. Was it like two bunk beds and then a metal toilet in the middle?
Yeah.
So you had the shit in front of three gang dudes?
No, because they'd be outside.
Were you in there with all whites or was it mixed?
It was all Spanish.
Three Puerto Ricans and you?
Oh, I had one black dude, too, that was coming off of heroin in there.
Oh, man,
and
how sick was he?
He shat every night, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
What's his number? I know that story all too well.
So now, okay, so you discussed domestic violence. What were some other topics of conversation?
Guns. And how to distribute cocaine in by blocks, you know, like, I don't know, man, like sections of neighborhoods.
I don't
like,
know.
That's interesting.
So, I don't know. You just hear some weird shit.
So you went in there.
Oh, and I learned some prison sign language, too.
Do one.
Come back. Like,
what?
Come back. What's that mean?
Come
jerk
back,
off?
Like, come back. Like,
yeah, he's simulating jerking
dude,
off,
jerk
and he points
off
to
and
his
touch
back.
Your back. That means, like, come back. Like, talk to me. Come back.
Come on your back.
Like, say, like, say you're over there and I'm over here, and you do this and touch your back. You want me to come back over and talk to you.
Then you lift your hands out like that. It means a period.
So you went to jail for nine. You did 9 days for
That's
a driving ticket. You went in there. You learned the cocaine trade. You learned all about illegal handguns, and you learned how to beat your wife.
House beatings.
Yeah.
This is the rehabilitation process in the prisons is incredible.
They're better off sending you to rehab, man.
It's. I was just like, fuck, man.
What's going on with this world?
Well, I don't know.
So, yeah, it's something that you don't want to ever go back to. Man.
Why?
So.
Are you going to pay your tickets now,
yes,
cheap boy?
Yes, I have been.
So. Huh?
No, what was that?
How much was the overall fine after 9 years of not paying it?
Well, I don't know.
9 years ago.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah.
So you spent $1,450 for something that could have been avoided for $900.
Huh? No, the original ticket. I just never went to court because every time I had to go to court, I was actually out of the country. I'm not even kidding on that. I really
you
was.
You just wake up the fuck up, man.
Well, no.
So, yeah.
Wow.
It sucks.
That's great, G.
Jersey sucks.
Are you going to start paying your tickets now, G?
Yes, sir. Because I ain't going back in that shithole.
Did you learn your lesson?
Oh, yes, I did.
Do you still speak?
That's the thing. I learned my lesson. Like, I am not going to fuck up because I don't want to go in there again.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Like, because it sucks in there.
So your prison stay was a good deterrent for you
to never commit
other crimes, which would lead to imprisonment.
It's not a crime I committed. It's just stupidity.
That was a fucking crime. You sped and got a ticket never paid. That's called a crime.
Wow. Whoa, no.
How can you say that? How can you justify that?
It actually wasn't speeding. I crossed a double line going in the Holland Tunnel in 2000, and I never took care of it.
They commit a house beating or anything.
You know, it was my third time. Yeah, not a house beating.
The dude did it. You know those
smuggling
with those balls with the spikes
house
on them and the chain.
Yeah, mace.
The mace. That's what he did it with.
You got mace?
He went to hit his wife with those mace things.
Oh, where's really? Mace?
He had it on his wall, like as decoration. He took it and swung it around and started smashing place the whole house.
And he
up.
Hit his wife with it? Or he just fucked the house up?
He fucked his house up and stuff. And I think he clipped his wife, and then the cops came and arrested him.
That's yeah, I was going to say, you can't really go to jail for fucking up your own house.
No. Yeah, right?
I think that's why I said house beating before, because he fucked his house up.
He beat the house.
And yeah, so.
That was good thinking.
I was doing like a house beating.
His name is Ronald.
And what did you learn about the cocaine trade? Like, how if you wanted to distribute drugs now, knowing what you now know as a hardened criminal.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Imagine him being a drug dealer.
Good job.
Yo, man, give me an 8-ball.
What?
Dude, he'd be yo, man, I want an 8-ball. Hurry up, man. I got the money here.
Wait. What? Wait, what?
He be getting ripped off left and right, dude.
Yo, man, here's a 5 for the 8-ball, man. I'll get you the rest later, man. I'll get you back.
Yeah, dude. What'd you say?
They also smoke tea bags in there. They got tea bags
really?
In there. Yeah,
you probably got tea bagged in there, you little faggot.
did everyone have big dicks in the shower?
No, I didn't.
He looked.
He fucking looked.
No, I bet
you no one had a bigger dick in jail than Franz.
In jail.
I guarantee you'd have the biggest dick in wherever he was at.
Now, was there any conversations in the shower?
No, I didn't take a shower until the last day.
I'm having a gay day. No, you didn't take a shower for 9 fucking days?
7 days.
They didn't make you shower?
I know. No. Dude, the other inmates get pissed when you don't have your hygiene up to par right there, man.
Because
you're in a fucking 8x10 cell with 5 people, and you're just stinking your fat sweat away.
I wasn't going to shower in there.
Stinking your fat sweat away.
Like, jizz on the floor. The dudes just jerk off in the shower.
He turned it.
They do?
Really?
Yeah, like that's what I heard. I mean, because
that's what he heard.
It's just the floor is like rust.
Dude,
it's terrible.
I bet
you have to walk in with slippers on.
Did you jerk off the whole time you were in there?
No, actually,
that's a yes.
You didn't jerk off one time.
Not once.
Did anyone jerk? Did you see anyone jerk off? No. In there?
Kim, are you offended? He didn't jerk off to you one time?
I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Man, not jerking off for 9 days would suck.
Kim, how was the sex when he got back the first time you did it after he was in jail for 7 days? Was it good? Was it up to par? Was it better? Was it animalistic? Was it subdued? What? How was it?
Very fast.
Very fast. Was it faster than other times, or is it always fast?
Did you have any wet dreams in jail?
Oh, sorry.
What?
It was faster than other times. One fine day with a woman and a
fur, a baby was born. What?
How far away is she?
And she talks
no. I served 7 days because after 5 days is subtracted.
Did you have any wet dreams?
Yes.
I don't get those.
I get them only
probably because you jerk off.
That's true.
When I'm withdrawn, every time I'm in a rehab and I'm withdrawn, I always bring one pair of underwear and I always have a wet dream in that pair of underwear.
Ew, dude.
Every time?
What the
every
fuck
time.
Kind of story is that?
Only when I'm withdrawn in rehabs, I have wet dreams, I swear to God.
Well, I think we have a chapter of your new book. Wet dreams in jail. Man, who the fuck?
Wet dreams in jail.
Oh, God. No, when you have your wet dreams in jail, do you wear the kind of boxers you came in with?
Yeah, so I don't
you wear those in jail.
Yeah, so therefore I'm left with none.
All right.
Thank you.
It's time for me to play a song.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the new Cradle Filth album, Godspeed on the Devil's Thunder. This song is called it's the 13th Caesar, yeah. And it is Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
Lost Boys, Inc.
desire, ripped from the presence of God, now hungered like a beast for the knowledge of evil.
Forgot to say when all the mayhem was going on at Cat's party at the Note, there was this real drunk dude sniffing some girl's ass, and the husband caught the guy.
No way.
It.
He was on all fours on the ground just sniffing her butt.
Are you serious?
And then the best part was one of the bouncers
was
like screamed at the dude for doing it because he's kind of like a local, so everybody that works there knows him. They're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You can't just go sniff random girls' asses that you don't even know. And he's like, he started crying and stuff.
What?
He's all just, oh, so God.
Wait. He wasn't doing it to be funny.
I saw him in the
he's
corner.
He's just
like,
doing it for dead real.
I saw him in the corner. I'm like,
I don't even know what do I do?
I'm like, why the fuck is he crying?
crying? He's like, Zach's like, because he was fucking sniffing some girl's ass, and the husband was ready to kick his ass. I'm like, why was he doing that?
Did they have to put the husband out?
That's what he said.
What happened?
And Zach was like yelling at him. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? You can't just start sniffing people. And he's all like drunk. He's like, what? I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God.
Did the husband have to get put out because he was going to beat him up, or everything
just
cooled
just
out?
He just sort of yelled at him and pushed him because he wasn't touching her.
There's only one thing worse than getting caught smelling a girl's ass in public by the husband, and that's crying about it in front of everyone in the fucking corner. But like, what the fuck?
I've seen you sniff many girls' asses.
But I never cried about it.
What do people say when they go up, like, yo, man, you all right? Like, why are you crying? Because I was sniffing girl's ass, and then I got yelled at. They threatened to kick me out.
It's so weird.
I wish I would have saw that, man. Wow. That's fucking weird, dude.
And this dude was able to get into the note, yet Kat Von D's brother and cousin weren't able to get in. Unbelievable.
Jesus Christ.
See, that's one of your
fetishes. She was there kind of quick, though, wasn't she?
Was that?
She seemed like she was only there for like an hour.
Shut the hell up, G.
Wait,
I'm just
what?
Saying. She's in and out.
She's worried about how long
line
she's there
five.
For.
So, Novak, you brought a friend here, and you met her at the psych ward, and apparently she was in there for being a sex addict.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Melanie.
Her name is Melanie.
Oh.
And I knew her name, but I was just reiterating it. But
if I went to a sex addict place and everybody else was a sex addict, wouldn't everybody just fuck?
Well, like, ask her.
Well, what's there's not really a problem with that if you're
attracting the wrong crowd.
Yeah. Oh, like
it's
who?
A bad thing to say.
Who, like no people like Novak?
Yeah.
Now, Melanie, exactly what does being a sex addict entail?
Having a lot of sex with a lot of different people.
Okay, what are the circumstances that provoke this sexual behavior?
It's my way of coping with my stress.
Sure.
Okay, so what are the last three places that your addiction has taken you in which you've had sex?
Yes,
the last three places you had sex as an addict.
I think the last place was in a car.
Backseat?
She thinks the last place.
Yeah.
Okay, a car.
Backseat.
Okay, we have a car. Now, what's the other two?
My bedroom.
The other
my
two
apartment.
Bedroom.
Okay. Let me rephrase the
question. Novak's just probably thinking, I don't see a problem with this, babe.
he was telling me that on the way up.
What type of guys do you typically pursue? Do you like a challenge, or do you just like sex anywhere in
sex?
I like
a challenge.
Please let her speak for herself, Brandon.
Okay, you're right.
You like a challenge.
Uh-huh.
So you're an infomaniac. In other words, it's all about the conquest of getting a man in bed.
Exactly.
Okay. What are the three most unusual places that you've made love?
She turned off, dude.
You gotta talk in there.
Yeah, you gotta talk into the microphone.
Well, it turned off.
Oh, shit, hang on.
Hold on.
You got no battery.
You can speak it. Speak in the mic. Into no battery.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
So now... Pardon?
Not very excited.
So now, do you...
Yeah, take that.
Okay, yeah, put that on real quick. Now, do you... A lot of nymphomaniacs don't have the ability to orgasm during sex. Do you orgasm?
Of course.
You do?
Of course.
Do you... what about during oral sex?
That's the best.
You'd like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because a lot of nymphomaniacs have trouble achieving a climax.
Do you know that?
I studied it.
Oh, you have.
So now what is the most unusual place you've had sex?
Places like in a car, in a garage.
Well, we got to drive all the way back to Baltimore, babe, in a car.
Okay. So what is the quickest time elapsed from meeting a person and making love with them?
Hour.
An hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's.
And we've already known each other for 2 days.
So now I will ask the obvious question: how many men?
Oh, I will not answer that.
Is it over
she
a thousand?
Said many.
Is it over 1,000?
No.
Okay, so
that's
not,
hard to
that's
do,
not that
dude.
Bad.
Dude, it's way less than you'll think. She told me on the way.
It's 123.
Nope. No.
Is it more than 123?
Why 123?
No.
1, 2, 3.
It's less.
It's less than 120. Oh, so that's not that bad.
Yeah.
Hell, my ex-girlfriend. I can tell you some stories. No. Okay. Now, how many women do you like? Women.
I have made out with women, but I've never gone very far with them.
Group sex?
Nope.
Okay.
But you said it would have went farther if there was, like, what'd you say, more privacy?
Yeah, we were at a bar.
Yeah, she was at a bar, but she was into it, she said, but it just wasn't the right place.
Novak has a hard-on right now.
Oh, look.
I hope he's not listening to me. Now, do you practice safe sex, or do you just not have the time for that? Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Do you?
She's not an idiot.
Do you go shopping for condoms, and you have a stock in your bag?
Yes. All these. I have them right now.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's good.
Next one. It ain't gonna fit on Novak.
I don't see a problem with this. Why did you?
You want to fuck? That's the next question.
Yeah, I know, Franz.
No, I'm just saying.
This is my friend, not yours.
Why did you feel that you? That this was an addiction and you needed. It sounds like healthy sexual behavior.
People. I was told by other by friends that I needed help.
It's an addiction.
Double entendre.
Yeah.
Franz got big cut.
She was told by friends that probably wouldn't. That she.
How do they help though in there? Like, how does that? Like, what do they just? Like, what can they possibly say?
They're like.
If you're addicted to sex, you're addicted to sex.
Like,
I don't see how somebody's going to talk you out of it.
Right.
It's like any addiction.
They cut your pussy out there, don't they?
Once they you cut the pussy out, it's just a bigger hole in there. After you cut it out, you can't stop.
Yeah, but who's gonna fuck that?
Chastity. Put it on a chastity belt.
That's a good one. Yeah. Oh my god. Okay, so I honestly don't see a problem with that kind of behavior.
I don't either.
She had sex with whom she wanted. Exactly. She was never pressured into it. Yeah. She practiced safe sex and birth control. I don't see a problem with that. But okay, maybe your friends are jealous that you had a healthier sex life than them. Could be.
Yeah.
I bet you that's probably what it is.
And she's a really hot girl. You know what I mean? So it's like the guys who probably said she has sex too much are the guys that she wouldn't fuck, I'd imagine.
Oh, where did your female friend say you had a problem, or your male friend said
both.
You had a problem?
Both.
Interesting. Do your parents know about your addiction?
Yes, they do.
So I was gonna say if they didn't, they do now because they're on the radio. Yeah. So that's okay.
Does your dad want to fuck?
Shit, Jesus.
Don't talk about my dad.
Okay.
Come on,
any more questions about sexual addiction from the peanut gallery over here? Jocasso, you know a lot about, health and physical fitness.
You're Mr. Nice Guy. What do you have to say about this, Jocasso?
What are your feelings, Jocasso? Please.
I was just curious if there's anybody in here that you're interested in having sex with.
Do I have to answer that?
I mean, yes, I'm afraid you do.
Possibly.
Why, are you single?
Like, if Novak wasn't here and this was a bar, who would you be the most attracted to walking
who's
in the
like
room?
Your target?
Surprisingly, you.
Who? Ah.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. He's got a huge ass dick, too.
Like, he's blushing.
It takes look nine of Novak's dick to equal
look
his
how
dick.
Big
look
at
that.
Is, and that's like...
Oh, my God.
I feel like a fucking meat bat.
Frank, you got so shy all of a sudden.
I thought.
Look at him.
I'm speechless for the first time ever.
You know what? A lot of people don't know this. I'm actually a shy guy. I really am.
I think you're cute.
I'll go on.
Yeah, his cheeks are getting red.
Yeah.
Want to go have a drink at the bar then, babe? Oh, I didn't tell... Franz, did I tell you what I did to Jocasso the other day? My God.
I don't know if we have enough time for that.
We have time.
He weasels out of it.
All right. So I've been telling him I got him a gift certificate to this place called Bella Spa where I gave him a massage gift certificate. And he just thinks that I'm a good pal. Like, oh, thanks, man. Cool. So I go there, set up 3 hidden cameras.
No.
He shows up.
No.
All the jackass guys were there and stuff.
Yeah, and the best part about it was like when he was taking off his clothes, he's like singing himself, like
giving phone calls.
Yeah, then he lays down, and the lady starts massaging him for about 10 minutes. And then the code word was, all right, I'm gonna get the hot rocks, hang tight. Novak comes diving out of the curtains naked, rips his asshole apart, and licks it, and he fell off the fucking.
And the thing was. The bed was made to where, like, the sheets are tucked into the side, so it's hard to, like, move around. So he just had to take it. Like, he couldn't get out of the sheets because they had him pinned in.
Yeah. How relaxed were you?
Well, I was getting there. I'll tell you that much. But,
dude, that's got to be the worst feeling. You're just so relaxed, and then all of a sudden somebody just grabs your fucking legs and just rips them into a spread eagle, and then you turn around, it's Novak sucking on your ass.
And then I do one of these. You know, like a fat guy jiggling his lips all in his
ass. Dude,
asshole.
I thought it was weird that she wanted me to get completely naked to begin with. I was kind of like, what? Because I'd never gotten a massage before, so I figured, all right.
That's what everybody does.
Do you get real naked? I guess so. Yeah. So
I bet you if Willie was in there and told you to get naked, you'd be happy.
I asked Novak. I was like, so man, like I thought I had to kind of talk him into it. He's like, fuck no, I want to do it. Look at his abs. I'm looking forward to it.
Dude, first, as soon as I walked in, I showed her his abs. I'm like, man, how great are his abs?
But Jocasa, you do not seem like you're in on the joke here, buddy.
I spent the whole day yesterday watching, like, you know, horror movies to clear my head, you know. I watched Predator, and I watched Hellraiser.
How do you watch that to clear your head?
Well, if it helps at all, it's going to be fucking hilarious when it's done. It'll be on Jackass World pretty soon.
I hope it turns
God,
out
it worked
right.
out perfect. Jocasa, I was scared, too, because you showed up 10 minutes early, and we're all outside getting ready. And then I turn around and you're at the red light. I'm like, oh, fuck. Luckily, you're like looking at your phone or something, but like 20 of
Everyone
us fleed the scene in every which direction.
It was like rats.
I was like, fuck, we just blew the whole thing right now.
It was like rats running up the alley. Everyone just disappeared. And it was a. And they had like 5 cameras there and all these different angles. So we had like your face camera. We had you laying down. We had you from behind. We had my tongue up your asshole angle. Oh, it was brilliant.
There's a girl on the phone who wants to sing for you, Bam, if you want.
Jankum.
Oh, yeah? Should we take some calls?
We can do the Jankum, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We only got a couple minutes, but we should take something.
Okay. Yeah, let's take a call.
Who there?
What music is this?
Hello, caller?
This is Fumanjin Amagahara.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
For you guys.
What do you want to sing?
Not Friends.
What is it?
Goodbye, My Almost Lover by A Fine Frenzy.
What language is he speaking?
Well, let's hear it. Fuck it.
Let's do it.
Yes, we'd love to hear this.
3, 2, 1, and action.
That was absolutely horrendous. Well, sing it.
Sing it, caller.
Let's go, babe.
Come on, babe.
Taped across my skin, the palm trees swaying in the wind. Imagine you sang me Spanish lullaby, the sweetest magic in your eyes.
Are you on any drugs? Did you smoke any weed before you hit them lyrics?
I thought it was good. I really do.
No, it wasn't.
I think she's talented.
It was pretty good, but it was just a really, really strange phone call. That's all.
Which makes it even better.
Are you on PCP?
Jank him.
No, I'm 15.
Oh, no.
Well, Novak was 15, and that didn't stop him any.
I know.
Are you in the high school chorus or something like that? You do have a beautiful voice.
No, I've never sang in front of anybody in my life, so I just decided I'd call.
That's great.
Your first singing is live on air all across the world. Congratulations.
You singing is minging.
And
following
the story of how Novak licked Jocasa's ass is your world debut. But thank you so much.
Thanks for calling,
babe.
That's a tough act to follow. That's a bravery.
Let's do it.
Next caller.
Jankum.
Stop telling.
What the fuck is Jankum mean?
Stop telling Chad what to do, all right?
Wait, what?
We got anybody?
Well, no.
What does Jankum mean? Why do you keep saying that?
Let Jankum. Chad do his job.
Jankum.
Is anybody on the phone?
Hello?
It's Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, I just want to ask you, I got a question for Bam and Novak.
Yeah.
What's up?
I just want to know, whatever happened to Dream Seller, the movie?
Man.
That's Bam will answer that.
To sum it up real fast, it's on the 7th rewrite, and it's just too confusing because it's like I'm supposed to play Novak's part, and he's 12 in it, so somebody else is going to have to be playing that part, and then he's 17 in it, and then he's now in
what, 29? Wait, you're 30, aren't you?
29.
Yeah, so it's just too much confusion. I just want the movie to be... The second script that we got, I thought was great, but...
We could do that.
The people in Hollywood wanted to, like, have their writers take a crack at it, and... It just kind of turned into like
not Novak's story. It's not even Novak anymore.
Yeah, it's like just, the Dogtown Zeb. It's all about like skating, but it's in like the 80s instead of the 70s, and that's totally not what I want. So.
And the thing that kind of sucks is that they don't get skating. You know what I mean? So if you don't get skating, then it's just not gonna.
So you're gonna make it yourself now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to talk him into either using the second script, which was great, or fine tuning it, but. They just changed the whole formula, and now it's just taking forever.
The whole formula.
In Hollywood development, there's a saying that whatever takes 1 year, whatever should take 1 year takes 5 years. Well, we're now going into year four, so I don't know. If that's true, maybe in the next year. Well, I just don't understand. They bring in all these Hollywood hotshot screenwriters and stuff, and it just... They keep altering what was a perfect story, what was ready to go, what was a true gnarly story that everyone wanted to see, and they developed all these parts that like didn't happen, and they invented parts that were so more uninteresting than the reality of it.
I think we all
turned into an 80s skate movie when it's not even supposed to be that at all.
Like
it's supposed to be
the
like
cube or something.
Yeah, they're
gleaming
supposed to be
the cube.
Rad. I think we're all in agreement that the second script is our favorite.
Yeah.
Bam, should we get James Cox on the phone and tell him?
No.
Well, no.
I'm kidding. Jesus Christ.
I mean, there's no...
I think James could do a
James
great job.
James is a great guy.
Yeah, he did. Did you see Wonderland,
one of my favorite movies ever.
So good. It's like I kind of... It's like, I know he could do a good job. It's just like, man, we need to... I don't know. Well, thank you, caller, for bringing up that very sore subject.
Hey, did you read the book, bro?
Yeah, I read the book. I read it the day it came out, man.
Cool, man. Thank
you.
Thanks for the support. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
He didn't say he liked it.
Well, he read it. He read it the same day it came out.
Dude. Props for you, man. You're good.
Thanks, Chad.
All right.
I believe it's time to go, isn't it?
Oh, man.
A moment of bonding there at the end.
Me and Chad...
Oh, wait. I forgot to tell about how you... You huffed Jankum.
Oh, God.
Last night.
That was the sickest
again?
Thing.
Yeah, Lotus shit into a bag, and then I pissed it. We put it in the microwave.
It was for Jackass, too. I didn't do it for fun.
Oh. The Jackass World.
First time was for fun. Yeah.
No, I got paid the first time.
Oh. And it was all
You did it. You huffed a massive amount of it, too.
I got high.
Wow. Whose piss was it?
My piss, and it was Lotus's shit.
Don't tell our counselors tomorrow, right, babe?
Bam, everyone wants to know, when does the Viking Skull video come out? Everyone
it's done.
But when everyone's like, when can we see it? Where can we see it? Like,
ask Jess, because Candlelight Records is handling it, so.
Oh, someone told me today, I forget who it was, said they saw the Ming Hags movie, said it was 20 times better than Haggard, and they've watched it like 15 times in a row in one day.
There's a debate. There's a debate, because when Haggard first came out, like, you know, there was a debate. Well, it's not like CKY videos, so a lot of people said it was the worst movie that came out, and then other people said it was the best movie ever. So anytime you have a debate like that, you have an instant cult classic. The same thing's happening with Ming Hags. Well, why aren't there scenes where Bam's walking around in a top hat with him playing? I'm like, well, we already did that. It's called Haggard the movie.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Ming Hags was going to be just like that. Well, we don't want to make the same movie twice, you fucking moron.
Dude,
I think now that people are realizing that it's not Haggard all over again, they're like, oh, I get it. This is like a cool, it's like such a weird, but I love the debates.
I talked to the kid, he bought it today and watched it. By the time I left to come up here, he watched it 12 times in a row and thinks it's way better than Haggard.
See, some people don't understand that type of humor, though, you know?
Screwball comedy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So
screwball
I think
comedy.
That's why a lot of kids don't like it, you know?
Well, it has a lot less emotional moments than Haggard, the movie. And I think people were able to, you know, draw an emotional connection between Ryan Dunn's character and the other characters and the angst that they had felt in their own relationships.
Yeah.
But, you know, but, dude, if you just want to watch a fucking fun movie and just laugh, watch Ming Hags the movie. Is that a plug? Is that a shameless plug?
Wait, what? Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Corona?
Wait, no Corona. Remember when you gave G $20 to go get beer and you said it has to be less than $20?
What?
What about, wait, what about Corona? You're like, dude, that's like $24 or $26. You can't get
that.
You have to get something. It's not in the budget. You have to get something else. Oh, Corona?
After you said that, he looked back down at the money and said, what?
Wait, what? Wait,
yeah,
what?
And I'm like, forget it. I was like, I'll go get the beer. I get six cases of beer, and then right before the Ming Hai Stream Cellar Tour, we had to make a pit stop so you could have your special Corona.
Yeah. New Corona?
And everyone drank the Corona, too.
And then he gets and then when he finally bring him the Corona, why I don't know anyone brought him Corona, he gets his Corona and complains about no limes.
What? No?
I don't like limes, honestly. I don't really care for them.
What do you care about in this world life?
Novak, did you know that they gave him his Klonopin in jail?
Yeah.
They administered him. He brought in the prescription. I didn't realize that. I thought he'd like go through withdrawal.
If you go in there with your pill bottle, with your name on it, and the doctor's name, and they can call and verify it, they'll give you your medication.
But they give you their generic brand. They don't give you yours.
Oh, really? Yeah. So they charge the state
That's
for that.
That's bullshit.
They have their own pharmacy. They charge the state. What a fucking scam. The prison system, ladies and gentlemen. Here we have a rehabilitated criminal, Ryan J.
Wait, I gotta have the generic ones?
Yeah, that's what we do here.
Wait, what?
Generic ones, that's what we have to give you here in jail.
Well, no.
All right, it's time to go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play some Crash Diet.
Yeah.
Straight from Sweden. And the singer's now dead from heroin overdose. Which makes me like it even more.
Fuck yeah.
This is It's a Miracle. Radio Bam Series 20th Faction. Later.
Lost Boys 8.
Flower got me infected. that's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.